Here, let me try and put across my views on why Mr. Modi is so successful and will remain to be successful, and why people like Rahul Gandhi are not at all successful and will never become successful. I have derived my knowledge of this presentation from the psychoanalytic theory, particularly from the book The Denial of Death by Ernest Becker. But well, I believe in it. So the words somewhere may be theirs, but the conviction is mine. It all depends on, are you a strong personality who's sometimes seen as a person who can destroy you? Or are you a very good man whom everybody wants to love as a brother, but nobody wants as a father? Throughout history, masses have been following leaders because of the magic aura they project, because they seem larger than life. On the surface, this explanation seems enough because it is reasonable and true to fact. Men worship and fear power, and so give their loyalty to those who dispense it. But it is a little more complicated than that. The thing that has to be explained in human relations is precisely what is the fascination of the person who holds or symbolizes power. There is something about him that seems to radiate out to others, which forces them to melt under his aura of a fascinating effect, a narcissistic personality or the mana personality. The manner of the mana personality is in the eyes of the beholder. The fascination is in the one who experiences it. This is the very thing that has to be explained. If all people are more or less alike, why do we burn with such all-consuming passion for some of them? What are we to make of the following report by a winner of Miss Maryland contest, who describes her first meeting with Frank Sinatra, a crooner and a film star who gained wealth and notoriety in the middle decades? Miss Maryland says, "He was my first date. I got a massage, and I must have taken 5 aspirins to calm myself down. In the restaurant, I saw him across the room, and I got butterflies in my stomach, and such a thing that went from head to toe. He had like a halo around his head of stars to me." So there has to be a scientific theory that explains human slavishness by getting at its nexus. Imagine that after ages of lament about human folly, men would at last understand exactly why they were so fatally fascinated. It's all a question of transference. We transfer the power of what the power our father held to us when we were kids to the person whom we adore. It's all transference. That is how hypnotists who get you to do anything must themselves appear to be noble men, men of nobility. Just those ways of frightening and being tender at the same time. You find these men alternating with a shrieking voice and immediately soothe us with a soft tone. With a heart-rending scream of agony and ecstasy, we then throw him ourselves at his feet to be saved. It is so good to feel powerless under your father. There is a man who will carry you through. All you have to do is to submit to him. Then you lose the accountability of your own actions. Then all you have to do is to follow what he does, as you did when your father was, when you were a kid under your father. So that's the game of group psychology. You just have to destroy a lot of people at some times so that people believe that the person you are, who's asking you to follow him, is like what your father was when you were a kid. That is what Hitler did. I have been a CO and of an infantry battalion, been an army officer. I have realized this in my own life. Unless the CO is strong and mad at times,
nobody respects him. You just love him, but no, you don't respect him. You are not afraid of him. You have to make people afraid of you. That is what all great military leaders, that is what dress is all about. That is what symbols and rituals are all about. You make it appear that you have the power, whereas he doesn't. So he comes into that mental state of what he was as a kid when under his father. He just surrenders himself to you, and then you can get anything done out of him. So unless we understand this power of Mr. Modi, he goes all out to show that he can really destroy, and then at times show that he is the victim of things. Unless Mr. Rahul Gandhi learns this art of commanding the souls of men, not just their minds, and by that he has to show that he's an extremely tough guy when he wants to be. By tough meaning he'll destroy things, and he has to destroy some people to show that. Till that time comes, being a good boy, being a nice boy, being a decent boy will not work as a mass leader. And certainly not in India, where we love to have slavish behavior. I really hope much that Mr. Rahul Gandhi understands this, much as it would make him a much worse man, but then it will make him a successful man. It will make him a leader of India. And then he can try out his good effects. Till then, he'll just remain an MP, or no longer an MP, and maybe even a jail. You have to get to that place where you can make the difference. Alokasthana Thane. There is another aspect to it. A very strong leader allows us to express our forbidden impulses and secret wishes. These are leaders who seduce us simply because they do not have the conflicts that we have. We have shame and humiliation in doing something bad. They don't have it. That leader wipes out fear and permits everyone to feel omnipotent. The result is truly magic. Each member of the group can repeat and act without guilt. They are not responsible. Only the leader is. And before the leader starts feeling heroic, that he is really in control, let me add this, that he is not really in control. He is not the leader. It is the followers who are leading, and he is actually the follower. Groups use the leader with little regard for him personally, but always with regard to fulfilling their own needs and urges. Psychologist W.R. Bayon, in an important paper, extended this line of thought even further than Freud, arguing that the leader is as much a creature of the group as they of him, and that the leader loses his individual distinctiveness by being leader of that group, as they do by being their followers. He has no more freedom to be himself than any other member of the group, primarily, precisely, because he has to be a reflection of the assumptions in order to qualify for leadership of that group in the first place. So beware.